From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The uncertainty surrounding the fate of General Motors' Saab brand is over. GM says the Dutch car maker Spyker is buying Saab. Details of the deal aren't clear, but the purchase price is reported to be $400 million, $74 million of which is in cash, with the rest in deferred shares. The deal is a lifeline for Saab, which has lost money for years under GM ownership and was slated to be liquidated. Ford Motor Company says it's investing nearly $400 million in its assembly plant in Chicago to produce the next generation of its Explorer SUV. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Ford plans to have its latest version of its Explorer SUV on the assembly line by the end of the year. It's shifting production to Chicago from a plant in Louisville, Kentucky, which Ford is retooling to build small cars. Chicago workers already built the Ford Taurus and Lincoln sedans. Company President Mark Fields told excited workers who had gathered for the announcement that adding the Ford Explorer would create another 1,200 jobs.
So 1,200 new jobs, nearly doubling our workforce, more production over at the stamping facility. You think it's a good day for you?
Ford says Illinois tax incentives help make the case to build the new Explorer in Chicago. Ford says the new SUV will be 25% more fuel efficient and will have inflatable seat belts designed to provide additional protection for rear seat passengers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Senate has rejected a plan aimed at tackling the federal deficit. The proposal to set up a bipartisan task force did not get the needed 60 votes. Earlier today, congressional economists predicted a more than $1.3 trillion deficit this year as the economy recovers slowly. During his State of the Union address tomorrow, President Obama is expected to propose a three-year freeze on some domestic spending programs in an effort to tame the deficit. More details are emerging following the crash of the Ethiopian Airlines flight yesterday morning. Today, Lebanese officials said the crash could be due to the pilot's failure to follow orders from the control tower. Don Duncan has more from Beirut.
The control tower at Beirut International Airport lost contact with the ill-fated Flight 409 just 4 minutes after takeoff. Now, a Lebanese investigation is revealing that in that short time, the tower instructed the plane to change its course so as to avoid a bad patch of the storm. Today, Lebanon's transport minister said that warning was not heeded by the plane's pilots, adding professional negligence to the numerous possible causes of the tragedy. The chief executive of Ethiopian Airlines says these comments were premature and that the black box, once found, would provide more definitive answers. No survivors have been recovered from the crash and bodies are still being pulled from the rough waters some 3 kilometers off the Lebanese coast. For NPR News, I'm Don Duncan in Beirut.
Stocks are in positive territory this afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 59 points at 2,256. You're listening to NPR News. After several days of winter storms, the upper Midwest is slowly returning to normal today. Crews from several states are coming to the Dakotas to help restore power. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
At the storm's peak, more than 7,000 rural electric customers in the Dakotas were without power. Strong winds and ice brought down more than 6,000 poles. Crews from as far away as Kansas and Colorado are being brought in to restore power. South Dakota Emergency Management Director Christy Terman says there should be a lot of progress made today.
Because of the visibility issues for the last 2 days, we have not been able to move a lot of assets into the impacted area. We are continuing to provide support to power restoration efforts and also sheltering efforts.
3 counties in the Cheyenne River Reservation in South Dakota are without water after a rural system failed Monday. State officials and the South Dakota National Guard are helping with relief efforts. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
The Los Angeles City Council has given final approval to an ordinance to rein in medical marijuana dispensaries. The ordinance passed today puts a cap on the number of dispensaries at 70, effectively forcing hundreds to shut down. But more than 100 could be grandfathered in. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa will have to approve the measure. It will probably be at least 45 days before it takes effect. The Transportation Department is announcing an immediate ban on text messaging by truck and bus drivers while they're driving. The ban applies to drivers of interstate buses and trucks over 10,000 pounds. It's part of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's campaign against texting and cell phone use while driving. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.